Dang, every time the phone rings, I got to start my podcast over. So, I'm starting over. I'm venting to you, Marlon. I got to vent, G. Because I just vented, trying to record, and somebody called me, and then the shit just went away. So, now I got to re-say what the fuck I said a whole motherfucking 33 minutes ago. You know what I mean? Like, fuck. The fuck going in? But anyways, Marlon, I want to know, why the fuck they not renewing your show? I hope it's not because of what I've said on this here anchor. And I hope it's definitely not what I tweeted. Because it just seems so odd. Like, what the fuck? Like, I was saying all that bullshit. It'll just be bullshit. I'll just be bullshit, man. Damn. They take every fucking thing seriously, don't they? But fuck. I'm just bullshitting. I'm not finna change. Hey, sorry, Marlon. But I can't be like, nah, I got to die one day. I know I'm gonna get this shit off my chest. And if they don't like it, fuck. I don't know what to do or to say. Fuck it. That's all I can say. But I hope I didn't mess up nothing. That's what I'm hoping. But anyways, if not, then I did Google it to see. It doesn't say it. And I know that NBC afraid that the motherfucker to announce this shit. They don't want to announce it. They want you to deliver the sad news and shit. But anyways, how can you go from having the number one ratings in the summer for a sitcom, but they basing their decision on not renewing it off of your viewership on Netflix is what I kind of put together, then that doesn't make sense because Netflix just got here. They have not been in the game that long for a network to base their viewing or decision off of Netflix. For one, a lot of your viewers have network television. I mean, have a television set in their home. So that's why you get more ratings on network television because the fucking network is free. And people got TVs. And then if they're your fans, they're going to watch it. Even if they're not your fans, they still going to watch it, right? Compared to Netflix where all half of your, the ones that's on watching you on network may not be able to afford Netflix. Or even have the fucking internet. They may not even have the Fire Stick to download the Netflix app. You know what I'm saying? But they may not be able to afford it. Most likely it's downloaded, but if there's a charge, most likely people can't afford it. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you're not going to get the exact viewership rating that you want or that they want. You're not going to get that. You know what I'm saying? That's just a dumb fucking comparison. For them to even compare it to and not think logic, well, maybe they can't afford Netflix, so that's why you don't get your ratings. Because if they did have Netflix, of course, you know you're going to get your viewership on Netflix. And then they said something about 37% down on Netflix, I believe it said. Well, because you don't have season two. Well, season two is not up for everybody's Netflix. I'm not getting it. And then I did see someone tweet you that you retweeted back about that. That means if he's not getting it, I don't got it. That's why I think, Marlon, you should do your own poll on Facebook or something, or on Twitter, on Instagram. Do you a poll for all those who do not have season two on Netflix versus those who do. And then there you go. There go your percentage. If it's 37% down, that means if they're going off of season two now, obviously they gave you, your ratings was good on viewership for network and for Netflix for season one, for them to give you a season two, right? Okay, so your season two, your number one ratings, and for that, but then they want to say you're 37% down viewership on fucking Netflix. So that's their decision? No, because 37% of those who do have Netflix do not have season two on it. Even if you type season two Marlon, or if you just type Marlon, or if you type Marlon Wayans, it pop up everything that's on Netflix on Marlon Wayans, right? Only thing on there will be you're naked, you're woke-ish, and season one of Marlon. They used to have, like, white chicks on there, and they used to have a little scary movie one and two on there. And then they did have Reckon for a Dream on there. You know what I'm saying? But they have not had Senseless on there. Bastards. Let me put Senseless on there. But, yeah, you don't have that. So if I can't see season two, still can't to this day, and it came out on my mama's birthday. Hey, August 22nd, but I ain't got it. And it's finna be October, Marlon. So think, if I don't have it, and then that one dude that said that he didn't have it, do a poll, Marlon, so you can get your, so you can figure out your 37% came in at. Because that'd be your 37% right there, those who don't have season two. Because if we had season two that night on August 22nd when it came out, your ratings, your viewership would have been up. And I think they did this shit on purpose, Marlon. You better find out. For real. Why Netflix? They ask Netflix. Why the fuck can't people see it that do have Netflix and have a fucking account? You know what I'm saying? Like, literally. You don't have it. So there your ratings go. There your viewership go. Now on to the next topic. Because I get tired of them, Marlon. Letting black folks get these shows, and then they want to fucking cancel them after two or three seasons and shit. Like, they just, it makes me want to just boycott watching TV all along, but then I'd be bored. You know what I'm saying? Unless YouTube come up with something where, Marlon, now you take your YouTube channel, put it on YouTube TV, make us, or put it on Netflix. No, fuck it. Because it should have been on Netflix. Your season two should have been on there. For everybody to see. So I wouldn't even, I don't know. Let me shut up before I say some bullshit. But since you on YouTube, you got a YouTube channel, and you was tweeting the other day about ideas. Well, then can you take your Marlon and redo it all? And bring it back on your YouTube channel for it to be on YouTube TV. So, obviously, YouTube TV probably is like cable, right? And you watching other, got cable network shows. Well, maybe they can have a YouTube channel for just you guys that want to do movies or whatever. I don't know how it works. I should pay for it, but I think it costs like $40 fucking, I think. Let me look at it. Because I downloaded the app, but I'm like, shit, I don't know about that cost. But if you go on there, and if that's how we have to watch your channel, then I won't have no choice but to buy YouTube TV. You know what I'm saying? Or better yet, you just broadcast it. And you need to start owning, like, Cat Williams Masterpiece, start owning your, what they call it? Your whatever they call that shit. Owning your main copy, some shit. Some bullshit you need to own. I ain't there yet. I'll figure it out. Your master copy. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Dwayne Wayans Sr. Because I know it was him, you know, through the spirit of the angel. I'm going to throw it on tomorrow. I'm going to throw it on them. But anyways, what was I just fucking saying? Yeah. You take your YouTube channel. How much is YouTube TV? Where is it? You take your YouTube channel. Promote. No, what I was going to say. Not that. I was going to say. Or. Get all your masters. Like when you start doing your show. Like I know your crew will still be down to do it, right? And then my thing is. Like, you know how, this is a product I want to put out here anyway. This is one of my ideas that I want Master P to help me with. But I want to put y'all movies, like y'all old movies and stuff, and old sitcoms and stuff that y'all had already did, your comedy shows or whatnot, and put it on USB, because our smart TVs are connected and we'll be able to put those USBs on our TV and watch movies or listen to Lil Wayne or Beyonce or Master P, Jay-Z. I mean, listen to all y'all. This is basically for Black Hollywood. I mean, not for just Black Hollywood, but just for y'all. Y'all in the industry making money, doing what y'all doing. And this is the idea that I want Master P to help me, and you, Marlon, to help me master. You know what I'm saying? Like, can y'all see old sitcoms and all that instead of us buying it on DVD players? And then it scratch up and shit, you know, get raggedy on us, and then it's too big for storage, like, it's take up too much space, basically, now, even though it was a thing back then. But then this is a way the industry, because we can't just be downloading stuff to our phone all the fucking time. All the fucking time, right? So, hold on, I got a text. But anyways, what I was going to say. Damn. This text threw me the fuck off. Right. The industry. The economy. Since the economy what changes, you know, we grow with the economy. And we do what the economy do. Well, I think the flip side of the game is that it'll bring them, you know, you guys, your money back, because yeah, the download and shit, yeah, that's the it thing. But when your phone crash, and who's to say this shit gonna last forever? You know what I'm saying? And then what, we just do away with CDs, we do away with cassette tapes, we do away with DVDs now, like, because we can download shit to some bullshit. Well, why don't we just download the music? Because somebody, either we're going to get some blank UBSs, because you know this is how it's going to happen. This is how it's going to happen. The game finna change. If y'all know it's going to profit, then put all y'all music, y'all entertainment, put all that shit on USBs, get it all packaged all nicely, because now it can be like the little cassette tapes. Just like that. That's how big the box should be, like a cassette tape player. But when you open the box, you got your UB right there in the middle, sitting there, with y'all a design on it, right? And then we'll be able to pull out the little J card so that we can read, you know what I'm saying, who directed it, what track we on, that little booklet shit that we got in the CD player, me and what you got in your CDs for sure. And you got it in your DVD player, and you got it in your cassette tape. But this time, we're going to have USB, and it's going to be boxed like a cassette tape. So that's more space shelf. And people can now sell it out of the trunk of their car like P did to start off. Or Matt Marlon Wayans, you find a distributor, a distribution, get you a distribution deal. I don't know, Master P, if he still got distribution deals or he set up his... I don't know how y'all operate today. But that's game changer, because now you're getting your money back. Fuck the download. I mean, if they still want to do that bullshit, then yeah. But it's too much storage space on your phone. That's why our phone crashes, and then that's why they want to come up with iPhone 11 and all that bullshit. The same fucking shit. For real. Now, if you want an iPhone 11, and I mean, I just thought of this shit the other day. What I just said. Now, if I buy that type of phone, damn, I should have wrote it fucking down. I'll get back to it later. There'll be later. Then I think about it. Then I anchor it back. But damn, I should have wrote that motherfucker down. But anyways, yeah. Can you see that, Marlon? Percy Miller? Can y'all see that idea for a minute there? And can you see the revenues coming from that? That's another stream of cash flow outside of this fucking download shit. Like, fuck. people don't want to get a credit cards and shit. People like to walk in the mall. Like, that'll relive, that'll relive, that'll bring back record stores and tape and CD. You know, it'll bring back that mom and pop shit. Because they'll take that shipment of fucking USBs. But do you know they're going to be making blank ones? You know what I'm saying? Just like they made blank tapes and shit. Because I want to make a DVD, a USB player, where it's just a little player box with a whole bunch of USB outlets. And you just plug your shit in and have a little remote, and then you can go to whatever you have plugged in into your little, you know how they had the 5 CD changer shit? Yeah, gee. And then you plug it to your TV. But it's an extension of a bunch of USB. But I want to, you know, that's a different avenue, because it could be designed differently and shit. People buy it. Ain't nothing different. It's just that now you don't see on no shelf no USB movies that's on there now. You know what I'm saying? And packaged to where nobody really could steal it. You know what I'm saying? Because now they can have the glass case and that, you know, it ain't going to be out like it was, like tapes was, where you could steal tapes and shit easily back in the days in the 80s, 90s. Hell yeah. We was in them stores. Lord forgive me. That's probably why I ain't got no good luck now, stealing from the people that was trying to make it and shit. That ain't good. But I'm bigger now. I've grown out of that stage. I don't do it, okay? Probably why I'm signifying with my chapter in my life. Yeah. Yeah, that's the fuck I am. But anyways, Marlon, but can you see that? Can you see these gifts, G? Don't you want to help me? Damn. Stop acting like you don't want to help. You know, deep in your soul, you do. And I can't wait to see you in this Russell dude, because a fat-ass Marlon Wayans. Oh, no. You probably eat a lot and shit. I can't imagine this fat ass Marlon. Hell no, this nigga fat. What made you say I'm finna play a fat motherfucker? So you feel how they feel. You wanna get a feel? Oh god, I wanna see this shit. Golly. A fat Marlon. Professor Clump. Oh no. You're a little skinnier though. So you Professor Clump's brother. Russell Clump. That's your middle name and shit. That's what you should be watching too. Whatever the scene is on. Oh no, I'm just ready to see it. Because I can just imagine this shit. You watching Professor Clump. I'm wondering, that's going to be the opening character. This fat ass motherfucker. This fat ass twin brother. Oh, Lord. And then what? You have to play an old motherfucker now? Lord have mercy. This is going to be hilarious. But anyways, let's see. What else is up my trick? My tricks. What else is up my sleeve here? Oh, Dance Flick. I don't know why. The other day, maybe, what was I watching? I forget what I was watching. But Dance Flick popped in my head. And I was like, man. Because all I saw was Damon Jr. Is it Damon or Damien? Damon Jr. sitting on the damn bench like Forrest Gump. Like Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump. And he was telling people that was catching the bus and shit. Or it could be a train. Because then it takes me back to Damon Sr. sitting on the bench in Major Payne. Right, yeah. If you see where I'm headed with this. It's something about them benches, okay? That brings out the best. But anyways, his ass is sitting on the bench and shit, and he telling stories about Dance Flicks, you know, telling Dance Flick stories. But these stories renaissance back in, you know, the Saturday Night Fever type of atmosphere, the I'm gonna get you sucker type of atmosphere, but with a Michael Jackson theme because Michael danced. You know, he entertained and he had those mini movies, mini little things, so his videos, like dance choreography type of stuff. But I see that as a dance flick film if they want to take and do a dance flick two. From Dance Flick 1 being a parody to Save the Last Dance is what I got out of it. Yeah, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? But this dance flick is a reflection of all the dance flick movies that we have endured in our time. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Hey. That's what I see. So, but I see that 70s style, that funk, you know, some George Clinton up in there. You know, but that, see that dance floor, that disco shit. Yeah, but what was niggas doing back then? Some shit we didn't see on TV. You know, what was niggas disco about? That's what I want to know, Marty. Can we peel into your daddy's atmosphere? Ask your dad, what was disco about? Did your mama dance? You know what I mean? And then put them in a movie. Marlon, tell them put them in a dance flick movie. You know? Ask them, please. Well, hey, moms and pops, or grandparents, if it's Damon asking. Well, not asking, just make them. You know what I mean? Just be like, hey, y'all gonna be in our field. To help? We were asking my grandparents. Just tell them where to sit. For real, then. Get the camera on them, get the cow. I don't know why they ain't been in no movie yet, you know? And then let Robert Townsend and Keenan direct this. Damon, dang. Please, Duke. So throw that little 5-heartbeat up in there, that atmosphere like that. What was disco like for niggas? You know, when they couldn't go out there with the widest. What the fuck was they doing? You know what I'm saying? For the slavery, then they want the nigga to dance. Dance, nigga, dance. And shit, wants to dance all the goddamn time. While we try to eat our watermelon. Got our ancestors out there dancing and shit. They try to eat watermelon. Y'all told them to go eat watermelon. Now they even want them to dance. Straight bullshit though, Marlon. For real, our ancestors went through some shit. Fuck that. I ain't dancing yet for these fools. That's a real dance flick, though. If you think about it, we want to go get that racial movie going. That's how you get an Oscar. I see. It's like, for real, but about dancing. Aw. What do our people do to have fun and entertain themselves on the dance floor? How was they juking? You know... That's a real dance flick, and then you sit there and tell your sob story like Forrest Gump. And kind of entertain us, you know. You know, find that funny punchline to our slave story. To the slave dance story. Dance flick. Two. There you go. There you go. There's a star, G. Okay? I don't know why this shit just pops in my head, though. This shit just seems natural. So I'm supposed to be at the round table with y'all, Marlon, and your crew, and to be discussing these films, you know. So I can chill out on the nasty parts. I can hold back. I can keep my composure. Don't run from me because I'm a freak. No, I'm not, Marlon. I'm just playing. But don't run from me because I like to talk dirty to you. I can't help it. Shit. I got to because I'm going to die one day. That's why I do it, Marlon. Because if I know I'm going to die one day and I know I'm going to die and you don't know, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing I can do about it, G. I got to tell you. I really got to tell you. I got to explain myself to you. Even if we don't cross paths no more, Marlon. Now, damn it. I'm just letting you know. I got to get this shit off my chest. I ain't finna hold it in. I can't tell you in heaven because I got to be sweet. I got to be sweet now. For real, Marlon. You know, when we get out there, we got to be nice. Straight up. We got to be intelligent and get to the heaven. Can't carry on with this nonsense. Yep, can't carry on. Yeah, Marlon. Yeah, G. Yes, Marlon. But for real, though, I hope they didn't cancel your show because of what I said on my anchors, and then I at you and tweeted to send it off to you because I had 18 people listening. I don't know who the 18, hopefully it was you, Master P, and you, Marlon Wayans, and Master P. And some people in your organization, but I don't know about them outsiders. And I started talking about the gold, the currency, and all, and paycheck, and NBC. And I don't know if they started listening and got the little red flagging. Because now I got an ad flag on my shit. I ain't never had no ad flag on my anchor before. So somebody tuning in, Marlon. And then I'm tweeting it to you, so they listening. Because if you're not listening, they listening. But if you listening, just know somebody was listening. And they didn't like what I was saying or something. Or they didn't like those last couple of days tweets that I tweeted you those couple of days before that Saturday. Which is fucked up. Because I was feeling good those days. I couldn't help it. Shit, I'd have to get it out of my damn system. No, they can't be punishing me. I'm an outsider, G. Can't take my black ass serious. You know what I mean? Damn, I'd be out here clowning, Marlon. Trying to stay alert, the loaf, if I should say. Then I get frustrated. Now, they messing with my fucking anxiety, Marlon. Tell them, NBCs, don't be fucking playing with my anxiety. Well, for what if you was a healer to my anxiety, though, Marlon? That'd be crazy, wouldn't it? That'd be some crazy shit. Like, damn. I guess it wouldn't be because it'd be God using you for other people, you know, for the benefits of others. So now NBC gonna have, they got to put you back. Or you say, fuck it. And then that's what your YouTube channel should be. Since you asking questions on what you should do next. I gotta get my life together, mister. I gotta get my life together. Well, G, take it to YouTube. And use your crib. Since it's getting remodeled any damn way, use your crib now. Now your girl at your house because something happened to her crib. You know what I mean? So now y'all live together. Shit. What you gonna do, Marlon? I know your crew ready. I know they're gonna be like, yeah, we can do that. And you do your own editing and stuff, don't you? You know how to edit and shit. You don't need their studios, do you? Do you need NBC studios? You know, you need a set? And you can get your own set. So can you go back to your old high school and get use a set? Shit. I told you, the East is where the money at any damn way. You need to be out East. Out East to do your YouTube Marlon Wayans show, G. The East Coast is where the niggas supposed to be at. Is what Yahweh said. Now, he's talking to his people. Yeah, it was in the West Coast for you for them 20-some years, G. Still is out there, but the money, take it to the East Coast. East Coast. East Coast. East Coast. Ain't that where you're from, though, G? Ain't it time for you to go back home? I think it's time for you to go back home. Damn. And make New York money, G. You can make New York money, can't you? Shit, use the old Montel Williams set. Do they still got that shit there, dude? If you need a set, ask the school. High school you went to. We're like, hey, about to be a teacher here. I need to use a set. Or is that your wife's job? You know what I'm saying, dude, sir? Oh, yeah, you was a coach. So you be your son coach. Y'all in school. Y'all in New York. Now you see where I'm coming from? Can you go get your old house? Can you do that and use that as a set, Marlon? Tell them fools. You on YouTube now. Shit. Let me stop hyping your black ass up. For real, get all hype. But though, for real, you never know what God trying to do for you, Marlon. He trying to tell you, you got your own cameras. you know, this is your own sitcom, this is your own YouTube, and you bringing Marlon back. Be like, welcome back, Marlon. You know what I'm saying? That's what you call it. Welcome back, Marlon. Like, welcome back, Carter and shit. Now just welcome back, Marlon. Then bam. Continue on, please. Can you continue it, please? Like, damn, don't let them get the best of you, Marlon. And then give yourself 10. Like, you know, just because you got, you know how you got to figure all that out. So 10 episodes for the, like they do. You know, so, but you know you coming back, G. You know? Like, what the fuck? Just give it 30 minutes. 30 minutes on YouTube TV. You know, that's all you got to do. Or your channel. However you want to do it. So as long as it's free. Shit, basically. But if you need that money. But then again, you can just put that shit on USBs and get a distribution deal like Master P did when he did with his music. You know what I'm saying? You better do that with yourself, G. And you know we out here, so bam, you know we're going to buy. You know we're going to buy, but put it on USB. Don't fuck them CDs and DVDs and shit. Fuck that. Download that bullshit. Nah. And that too. That's another channel, though, of revenue for those that like that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But come on, G. It's going to be, they ain't going to like it because it's going to be taking up too much storage space because it's a single shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not on, like, you ain't even got to produce on YouTube now. This is you getting your set together. If you got to go back to New York, use your old house. If you bought your old house, if somebody's still in your old neighborhood, take your old house, buy your old house, whatever you got to do, buy those people another house that's in that house, just buy your old house. Now, that's your New York set. You got your upstairs, your downstairs, that is your set, that's your old shit, that's the memories for you. And then you use your old high school, because you're all coach, or your wife teaches there some, I don't know. Just take us, welcome back, but take us back to the struggle. Because NBC had you all like, you know what I'm saying, like, this is where the hood is at today. No, the hood is still where you was at when you was in the hood when you was a baby. It's just, we got older. But the same fucking shit. Same fucking mice, same fucking roach problem. People on food stamps still Section 8. Might not have a lot, because some Section 8 people got nice shit with no roaches and shit. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to do you and do where we are today, where the hood is at today, and be relevant with today with us, you, man, that's going to be a hit. Fuck all that fake shit on TV. We ain't there. We're on the outside looking in. That television shit is made for your neighbors and shit. That shit ain't made for us out here. And then the girls get ratchet and shit. That ain't, they, you know, watching real Hollywood housewives and shit. No, this, we are some real struggling shit. Like, they need a reality show on what's really fucking happening. We need that Good Times. Like, if they even reboot Good Times, that means they need to get a distribution deal. You know, however you got yours, Marlon, maybe your light can bring, maybe this avenue would be able for you to reboot other shows for other people and get a distribution deal. Because, I mean, we could just flat out buy the shit. You don't need a network for us to watch it. Fuck her ratings. It's all about the sale, right? Shit. And then all about the likes or whatever and people's reviews. If those that want to, you know, go to your channel now, which is what you promoting on YouTube, if you're going to use that channel for that. But shit, I mean, if you want all your revenues and not them having anything, then you need a distribution deal of all your comedy work. Because you can put sitcoms on fucking DVD if you want fucking to. You don't need a network to show a fucking sitcom. You know what I'm saying? And that's a different avenue for even for old dude that could help you now. Y'all can do something together, work together. What's his name? Damn, what is the nigga name? The one that moved to Ohio. What the fuck is this nigga name? Damn! Dave Chappelle. There we go. Shit. Took a long time, man. You're supposed to be on it up there, brings. But for real, though, Marlon, can't you see that, though, for your YouTube? Well, not for your YouTube, just for yourself. Like, I feel like you at a point in your life where you give your all to those networks, and then they like to just, I don't know. And then it take a minute for them to even recognize you. And then when you feel like they have, like you have come far, then there go, here comes another hiccup, it seemed like. And if I would be tired of this shit. I couldn't even give a year into that shit. That's why I ain't for Hollywood. I'm for you guys that's there, but I would never want to force myself to be there. But I do want to help you with your films and stuff, but I definitely would be, like, on the outside, for real. Like, I ain't trying to be all up in that shit like that. Nah, because that's like a headache. And I'm on the outside looking in. It looks fun. It looks fantastic, but I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to help you, though. Is that weird? Like, I don't want that bullshit. I don't want to be myself. I do want to see it, though. You know what I'm saying? I want to see the shit, but I don't know. Like, they wishy-washy to me. When I feel like if I do anything, and it'd be working for Master P. Like, if anything, any movie extras type of job gigs he have, I will do that type of shit. If I, you know, want that, come out there and do that. But other than that, if it ain't radio, I definitely want to work with Master P in radio, though. Because I already see it. That's why I'm just going to give myself 2 years to heal, being in North Carolina, and still praying and believing that you guys, like, especially Master P, like, because that's where I really want to be at, but then I just want to help you, Marlon, like, you know what I mean, at the same time, like, I don't know, I'm just weird, but if I be in anybody's organization, it'd be Master P, because he independent, and I ain't no money-hungry type of person. I'll take whatever. If Percy helped me with my business ideas, I am open to handshakes. Shit, because the perk is kicking it, shit, hanging out, snapping fucking pictures and shit, and becoming recognized by my idol, for sure. Like, I look up to that motherfucking nigga. I look up to you, Percy Miller. I really do. You are like my ghetto fucking hero. And Marlon, you just, you my husband. You my fantasy man. You might fuck buddy. Shit, I need a fuck buddy, Marlon. We should be fuck buddies. That's how we're gonna get to know each other. If you really single now, we should just be just fuck buddies. Fucking homie, lover, friends. And you help me now, damn it. Help me with my business goals. Cause I ain't got no capital. I can't finance shit. I can if I ask in a polite way. But because I'm nasty and I like to talk dirty to you, Marlon, I have to do it the way I have to do it. Nasty. Like, no, let me shut up. Let me get back at the character. Let me get back to that character right quick. They decided. Let me stop talking dirty and banish on Anchor. They take it too personal. But Marlon, bro, for real, before my time is up here, 40 minutes into my podcast, and it's all about what goals, Marlon. These are my goals in life. I'm gonna give myself 2 years in North Carolina, chill out, cool out, cool, be cool, calm, collected. But I'll be praying for Master P. Answer your phone when I call. I'm scared to call you, G. I got your number, and I'm scared to dial the digits. I'm scared, my nigga. Even though I called before, what I'm scared for now? Shit, I don't know. I'm scared. And then Marlon. See, I got a Percy Miller number, and I don't even call it. So if you give me your number, I ain't going to call it, because I'm going to be too damn scared. You know what I'm saying? So go on and slide me your digits. Straight up, you might as well if I got Percy P's number. And I ain't give it to nobody, neither. I'm a good fan, you know? But I'm going to call you, person, when I get my settlement, though. My second one, because I blew the first one. I did call you with the first one, though. But you ain't answer. You ain't respond back to my text, neither, G. Kind of hurt my heart. Now, coming from the heart. You hurt my feelings, Percy. But hopefully you make it up to me and you answer when I do call. Because when I call, I'm going to have it. Now, it probably won't be as much as the first. But if it's something, can you please, Percy Miller, help me invest it now? I'm asking from the bottom of my heart. I ask from the bottom of my heart because I want you to help me, Percy. I want you to help me to invest it so I can become the person that I'm destined to become with your guys' help and guidance. But at least I'm offering. And I ain't got no $100,000, no 100 G's neither, person, for your mentorship. It's supposed to be free from God now, because I'm sure using Elijah. I'm going to throw him in on you. Break you down, G. I got to break it down. Break it down to the Lord. For real, because I ain't got no $100,000, and I'm asking politely. I ain't got no man, no agents and stuff for me. You know, I'm for myself, Percy. Now, don't shick and shove me out. Don't look over me, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't got $100,000 to give you for mentorship. Why are you going to praise it down, Percy? Why? I'm just a ghetto child trying to make it. Ain't that what y'all rapping about? I'm just a ghetto child trying to make it. Mama, I'm just a ghetto child trying to make it. Ain't that what y'all rapping about? Got me all in my feelings with that song. Got me nodding my head talking about me too. Don't you want to help me, Percy Miller? Don't you want to help me when I get my settlement now? I wish you would just help me now for free. You know what I mean? Like, dang, what I'm supposed to do? Come and stalk you or something? Or am I supposed to call you? What I'm supposed to do, Percy? I don't know. Won't you make an Instagram post about what we supposed to do next? You know what I mean? What I'm supposed to do next, Percy? Help me. Or should I call a little CP3? Like, look, CP3, because I can call him. I ain't scared to call him. You know, but I'm scared to call you, Percy. He told me to give you time. Last time I just talked to him too, for his birthday, he told me to give you some time. You busy. But you gon' help me, but you busy. I got to have some patience. But damn it, Percy, I'm exhausted. Like, I'm exhausted, G. Yeah, Marla, too, I'm exhausted from your little black ass, too, and your little escapades. Yeah? But I appreciate it. Let me say I do appreciate that, but shit, the bitch is exhausted now. 6 years. 6 years of trying to figure you out. Russell? Shit, for real. What's next? Who next? Who next on the crazy shit? For real, Marlon, you crazy. You got all those personalities, though. For real. Nah, you ain't crazy. I didn't want to say that because I was called crazy. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel better about myself. Why you probably think I'm a fool, though. I am a nut, though, for real. I'm a nutcase. But not no, like, Looney Tune nut. Like, you know, like the cuckoos. I'm one of them cuckoo for crazy ones. I ain't the cuckoo nut. But for real, though, Marlon, you're all this exhaustion in me. Like, I get it weaker. I get it weaker. And then I'm hungry, too, Marlon. You know why? I ain't got no food. They ain't giving me my food stamps this month. And then the money I do have a little cash. But I have to save for my fucking U-Haul truck, so I got to move. You know what I mean? Like, damn. That a bitch. But I ought to just dip it in there and give me something to eat and trust God I'll get to my destination, huh, Marlon? I better do it. What the fuck I better do before I go on fainting around this... Or if I go on the fade, bro, then don't it make you sad that your fan is hungry, though? No. Don't you want to do something about it for free? Send a nigga a pizza. Send me a Marco's pizza. Shit, ham and pineapple. No, chicken and pineapple. I'm trying to cut back on pork. Trying to eliminate that out of my diet, you know? So send me some chicken and pineapple pizza, Marlon. Damn, sit. For Marco's pizza. Damn. Your fans sitting over here fucking hungry because she got a debate on whether or not she got to move or not, you know? Should she wait because of the storm down there? Should she just go on and get the pizza, you know? I'm in between, Marlon. But I better make it. Oh, I do got a peach in there. Let me go get my peach. Got a motherfucking peach in there, though, Marlon, you know? And I could make these packs of noodles, but I don't want to eat no noodles. That's processed. I'm trying to change my diet. I'm tired of eating noodles, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. that's that struggle fool, and it makes me mad, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't trying to struggle. So I don't, so I get mad at my noodles. For real, Marlon. I could have bought food, but I'm moving. Like, what am I going to buy food for if I'm going to move, you know? So that's why I ain't doing no grocery shopping. I do got a job, but this is my last week. Well, yeah, because I'm moving tomorrow, you know? And so I'm like, damn. So I ain't got no food, really. And I'm sitting there like, shit, fuck that truck, you know? Like, fuck that truck and gas, shit, right now, you know, bitches, hungry. So, but I got a peacher. I forgot I had this motherfucker in there. But it ain't gonna fill me up. But it's gonna tie me over, right? For me to make up the decision, should I get the $6 piece or not? Think I am. And they motherfucker ass is open up. Gonna walk my black ass over and give me a $6 piece, okay? Fuck this. I'm going to be smacking for a minute. But this peach be good in the motherfucker. You eat peaches, Marlon? I bet you you do. Marlon, you need to hurry up. You need to come and feed me, though, for real. I'm hungry. I think I'm fucking bullshitting. Fucking hungry. Yeah, yeah. I'm hungry. Shit, not for no success, for a snack. Hey, you got me. See how he's crying and laughing at the same time? I'm hungry, Marlon. I'm laughing. I'm supposed to be crying over here. Shut up. No? How can I be happy? You talking about something? Be happy. Yeah, I ain't got no goddamn energy. I ain't got no energy, Marlon. For I'm hungry, dude. For real. I'm tired of this shit. Tired of struggling, Marlon. This struggling shit is fat. I can't afford to live out here in Arizona. Hell no. I got the dip. Fuck that. That don't, this economy don't meet my budget. Don't match my pockets. The fuck was I thinking? For real. I might be in California with these prices out here. And plus it's too goddamn high. I don't know how niggas make it out here, boy. And then that's when all the people out here are weird and shit. That's why these motherfuckers weird. That's they act weird to me. Like they hot. You know, brain, they hot for, they hot headed. They mind overeat it. Hell no, they overeat it out here. You should say these motherfuckers though. Like, damn, now every time I think about Arizonians, I'm gonna say they overeat the people, overeat the population. Ain't even made me no statistics. Shit, I'm gonna choke on this peach. Shit, I'm gonna start laughing. I'm gonna start laughing in my hunger. Woo! Can you hear that, Marlon? Can you hear that exhaustion? Like, shit, I'm taking my last breath. Let me stop talking like that, though, for real. I don't wake up tomorrow. Shit, fuck that. Load up. I'm gonna retrap that. But anyway, let me finish this peach. This is all I had to say. I'm out. Deuces.